Nolte, overwhelming number one Trump's border wall, immigration laws enforced. By John Nolte on April 29, 2024. An overwhelming number of Americans want to build Trump's great, big, beautiful border wall and tightened immigration rules, according to the latest polling. A plurality also wants to see mass deportations. When it comes to immigration, one thing is clear. Americans overwhelmingly favor building a border wall and strongly enforcing existing immigration laws, writes the pollster. It's a big reason why immigration has become the number one issue in the 2024 presidential election. One and One Slash Tip poll surveyed 1,432 registered voters between April 3 and 5 and asked how they would address the immigration issue after 3 years of Joe Biden's loosened immigration rules, which have allowed for the entry of 5 million undocumented immigrants from around the world, according to the government's own count. Building a border wall earned 58% support under two categories. Exclusive, large group of migrants from many nations cross porous border into Arizona. A plurality of 42% said they want a border wall built and to see those who have come into our country illegally deported. Another 16% also said they wanted a border wall but chose to rigidly enforce all existing border laws over mass deportations. Another 27% want to see the border somewhat tightened, but don't want to deport all those who are here illegally. To no one's surprise, only 6% chose Biden's policy, which is to open the border to all who want to come in. The pollster adds. What does this all mean? When you dig in, you see that a solid majority of likely voters are eager to limit illegal immigration across our now porous borders and that a plurality want those here illegally to be deported. The One and One Slash Tip poll is no outlier. Other recent polls have had similar findings, including a Harris poll for the Axios website that found that half, including 42% of Democrats, say they'd support mass deportations of undocumented immigrants. That number includes 45% of Latinos. Democrats know this, they just don't care. They are playing chess while the rest of us play checkers. The way they see it, losing the next election will be more than worth flooding the country with millions and millions of illegal ringers, who will eventually ensure Democrats gain a permanent majority. Normal people are fleeing failed Democrat-run states like Illinois, California, and New York. But the U.S. Census counts illegals as residents, and the U.S. Census count determines how many congressional districts and presidential electoral votes each state receives. Therefore, it makes sense to flood your state with illegals. Secondly, most of these illegals end up on welfare, which furthers the coward Piven game plan. Third, some of these illegals will try to vote Democrat even before they become citizens. This is why Democrats refuse to clean up their voting rolls or demand voter ID. This way, anyone can vote using anyone's name, and the fraud is impossible to track down. Finally, if Democrats can keep the descendants of illegals in their cities and forever on welfare, those descendants will become automatic citizens who vote Democrat. Sure, Biden might lose in November based in large part on this issue. But 15 years from now, with birth rates, cheating, and the granting of citizenship, Democrats will have 25 million new voters. Chess. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also, available in hardcover on Kindle and audiobook.